time now for Eric to give you all the things that come out on a Tuesday through Friday. Usually Tuesday it starts launching the new week of movies and music and DVDs and such. It is your hot releases. They are upon you right now. Eric, release me.
All right, releases brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home? Go to that website, ELOteam.com. We'll start off with video games. We got one for you, Birdie. I don't usually do PC games, but this is the perfect one for you. Bacon Man, an adventure.
Oh, my Ooh. God. Bacon Man is a game?
Yes, Bacon Man for
the
PC.
Hey, everybody, I'm Bacon Man. Hey, Birdie, you got to sue these people.
It's gathering up all the world's bacon for a big bacon party.
Hit him in the pork belly.
What is the goal of Bacon Man?
To consume as much as possible.
Fry it up in a pan.
Bacon Man.
There you go. There he is. He's a little piece of bacon.
He's a tiny piece of bacon on adventures.
In a world where bacon comes to life. Bacon Man.
Being chased by a frying pan.
There's so far in the preview, absolutely no reason for him to be bacon.
It's in your arteries, John.
Oh, is he inside of a body, destroying hearts?
Yeah.
This is going on inside Brady's chest. A battle between good and evil.
Hey, he's kind everyone. Of a badass superhero. Yeah.
Managing director Ad right of SkyMet Games.
Oh, no.
Today, I'm here to talk about...
I need some 9-year-old telling me why I invented bacon.
Let's see. What else we got? Assassin's Creed Origins has another DLC pack, The Curse of the Pharaohs.
Sweet.
Ooh, I like it.
The game is just so cool. Toledo's killing it, too.
I'm way into it. Way deep.
It's the best. Yeah, I think it's the best Assassin's Creed game they've ever made, personally. But I'm a big fan of all of them. Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition. You have to be a king or a queen in order to play it. For the PS4
to buy this.
And Xbox One.
Final Fantasy cannot have a number after it.
Life is Strange, Before the Storm, Xbox One, PS4.
The new Final Fantasy.
How can the evolution continue in something called Final Fantasy?
Take this, Duke. Take this, Earl. You're all royal.
Royal edition.
Oh, I see. Cars? I didn't catch that part. I'm still hung up
when
on the number.
When did cars come to Final Fantasy?
Because there is no Final Fantasy. It's the never-ending fantasy.
Anything goes.
Man, I guess.
That's kind of a neat car, though.
Yeah, it looks very GTA
very
there.
Nice boat.
Bro.
Now,
bro.
Now Papa Roach and I are solving crimes.
Yeah, if those guys didn't have awful haircuts.
That looks pretty good. It looks kind of fun. I'll wait for the next Final Fantasy to
You got to be super dorky, though, yeah, I think, to play
There's
that.
There's Chris Angel.
Life is Strange, Before the Storm, Xbox One, PS4. Other than that, I think that's just about it.
All right.
Still waiting for Red Dead Redemption.
October 26th. Yeah. Standing right now on October 26th.
Just a little ways away.
Three times delayed.
The good news is, by Thanksgiving, we should have it all figured out, summed up.
Hunkered down.
Hunkered down for that 4-day process of mastering the Old West.
Go get Assassin's Creed, John. I'm telling you.
I don't want to waste any time on that. I'm waiting for one game.
I'm telling you, man.
You got 6 months. In 6 months, yeah. You could kill it at Assassin's Creed.
You know what
Creed.
I could do also? Not play anything and get ready for that one game. That one game.
Lame.
It's the love of my life. That one game.
Did you get your new system yet?
No.
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 And I get the new system when my game comes out.
I thought we turned you on that. I thought you were sticking to PlayStation.
Working on it. I got to do some shopping.
All right. Streaming. Lots of stuff streaming. I think it's just going to keep increasing week after week.
Yep.
We'll start with Netflix. Borderline Season 1. A team of inept border agents tackles immigration issues at the fictional North End Airport. It's kind of a mockumentary series.
Okay. They're making fun of the border?
Yeah, I guess
okay,
so.
That's
it's a British thing.
Oh, not our border. Border Patrol in England?
Possibly.
Keeping the French out? No. Oh, jeez.
Can't say that.
All these dirty words in it. So it's a British series making fun of the American border.
Probably.
I like it.
Marvel's Jessica Jones, Season 2.
That's pretty funny. I haven't watched a bunch of them, but a couple of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that Bridget Jones' sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Skinnier Jones.
Nailed it, Brady.
Love the successful one that didn't have a weight or eating disorder.
Love season 3.
She could throw a first pitch.
That Bridget Jones. You're kind of built like Bridget Jones now. You're kind of crossing paths. With, she's passing you and you're passing her. Two ships in a night. One eating everything, one not so much.
Love season 3. We don't have enough time to watch every trailer.
Yeah, we're not going to watch that. I don't care about that. Next.
It's Marvel. Love season 3. That is a Judd Apatow show.
What's it? Oh, yeah. I've seen this one, too.
So you're into that.
That's enough of that.
Nailed It, season 1. Homebakers with a terrible track record take a crack at recreating edible masterpieces for a $10,000 prize. Part reality contest, part hot mess.
I thought it was another kind of nailing.
Bad
Nailed
cooks
It.
Making bad food.
Yes. Those shows are everywhere.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Nailed It, the porn.
Stupid anime show I'm not even going to mention. Collateral, limited series.
Brad Pitt's nailed it.
Investigating the murder of a pizza delivery man.
Just going through pictures of women. Nailed it. Nailed it. Haven't nailed it. Nailed it.
A London detective uncovers a tangled conspiracy involving drug dealers, smugglers, and spies. Collateral. Limited series on Netflix.
No.
Come on, that sounds kind of good, actually. Hulu has a few shows. Angie Tribeca, complete season 3.
Wait, that's the one I'm thinking of. Is that the one with the girl
Rashida
from The Office?
Rashida Jones.
Yeah, that's
Rashida
the funny
Jones.
One. Okay, that's the funny one. The
Steve
other one's,
Carell's in that.
That's right.
Or he's a producer on it.
That's right.
Champion series premiere. On Amazon, you got Sneaky Pete, season 2. That's Giovanni Ribisi. The Remix, season 1. It's a music reality show
I can't
where
keep up.
DJs
I don't know
and singers pair up.
Will somebody schedule a goddamn network for me?
The Tunnel, season 2. I think it's past your prime as far
about
as...
About past my prime. They're going to have to schedule it. They're releasing too much stuff.
It's gone. It's too far away, John.
No,
it's
it
done.
Isn't.
Those days are over.
When you, no, they're not. When
Stop
you pile,
trying to make America
what,
great again.
I'm not. What they're turning television...
America, great.
What they're wrecking their own product.
Yeah,
they've made it...
They're
made
cannibalizing
it,
themselves.
They've poured everything into one of those bins at Walmart that you have to search through, and it's like after a
I'll
while... Like, I'm not
it.
Yeah, I know.
There
Poor
are some
people
gems.
Always will.
I found
Normal
gems.
Normal folks don't want to do that. Poor
You're
people
lazy.
Will always
You're
search
lazy,
for a
John.
Deal. It is lazy. I want somebody to do that for me. I don't want to go search through some goddamn booger hand bin.
Need a stream butler.
Yeah, a stream butler. That's gold right there. Stream butler.
It's real easy. Here,
I know it's
here's
easy.
Here's what you got to do. You like looking at Rotten Tomatoes and scores, yeah. So you can actually just Google that, say top Netflix shows.
No.
Just and go by the ratings.
I've done
If it
that.
Gets like 95%.
That's more work.
It's not a lot of work.
Just have people tell me it's on Tuesday at noon. I'm like, I don't watch Tuesday at noon. Yeah. Stream Butler is actually a real thing.
Pick out the top 5 shows and go from there.
Why don't you just dig your muckety hands in this bin here and pick out what you want? Let's go crawdad fishing after what.
Go
I'm not a hillbilly.
Go noodling for a good show.
Let's go noodling.
The Cosby
hey,
Show on Thursday nights at 7
Why
is
do you
over.
Like waiters and waitresses? And you can just get up and do it yourself. I just throw it up there on the grill yourself.
I like when people do stuff for me.
You need to progress as a person, John.
Stream Butler, I like a lot. Nope, it's regression.
Join the
it's
times.
Different. It's regression.
No, you're regressing.
No, I am completely advanced. It used to be a product where I'd sit back and go, what do you got for me, world? And now it's like, you do it. Dig in the bin.
But there's so much great stuff to choose from.
I know.
You can actually like pick stuff out that fits your personality.
Sure can. From the bin. I'm paying for this service. You schedule it. I'll find some things.
I love it. There's a lot of great shows on it.
Again, you're proving my point.
It's better than it's ever been. There's so many good
sure
shows.
Sure is. The bin's getting huge, man. There's so much teeth I'm in that bin. I mean,
who
sometimes
like
I dig in that
Watch
bin
the spit guard.
I
have you seen the size of the bin? The
you want to go back to like three big. Channels?
Sorry,
and
what in the world is that
ever doing?
No, I'm saying that they have made the bin so big, they have to start figuring out a way to schedule that.
You can swim in the bin.
There's
What
there's,
is wrong with choices?
Nothing is wrong with choices. I'm not complaining about the choices.
Well,
I'm saying
you miss out on a consumer lot. You miss too out many on a choices.
That's right. Consumers having too many choices bastardizes and waters down a product to where the choices become ignored.
But that's why you only pick out the top shows.
That's
the
well, ones
how do you do that?
How do you
it's
do that?
It's very simple. I just told you. You Google
you
it, find
it
the top shows, thing. Rotten Tomato. They do an average score of all the people that have
I'm
watched the
I'm not complaining about that part. I'm saying that they've poured so much in the bin, their system does not hold up. That initial Netflix graphic of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling is not sustainable with what they're putting out.
And a lot of it you can do on what you hear about. Like Toledo had mentioned Shameless to me.
Yep.
So I went and I searched it. 7 seasons. I've been watching it every night for the last month. And it's great.
It's great.
And I never got to see it.
It's awesome.
And it's every night I have my program ready to go.
That's fantastic. I have television scheduled for me. And if I don't like it, I shun it. There's a responsibility to picking out something and saying, I now commit to the next hour of my life, this choice I have made.
Brady and I told you Ozark is great on Netflix. Yeah. Have you watched it?
No interest.
Because it's got to be in front of you.
That's exactly
right. Thursday.
Stream Genie.
Why don't you just listen to us? Why don't you open your ears?
I'm having an Ozark party.
Are you having an Ozark party?
Yeah.
Great. You guys will have a great time. Joy Gilbert.
Listen to recommendations.
I don't care. Ozark did not strike my fancy as something I want to sit down for 10 hours and watch.
How do you know? You haven't even looked into it.
I looked into it.
No, you didn't.
Looks okay. Not 10 hours worth of my life, okay. Don't want to commit.
That's what you're talking about. When you get so many seasons in.
It's one season.
Right.
But that's one show. Like you just said, Shameless. Shameless has 7 seasons. When you look at all of those.
I made the choice to go dive
in. I agree. And I got caught up in the middle of that, and it was easy to catch on. But if you're starting it, it looks daunting looking at 7 seasons.
Well,
going,
not that interesting.
Get in on Ozark now. Mm. It's one season in. You can handle it. It'll only take
probably
you a week to watch.
Probably not
going to
do that.
All right.
I tell you what I will do, though. If they start scheduling it like every Tuesday at 7 or something, it'll give me a nice week off from those characters. That way I don't have to commit to it. Like if I were to have committed to The Walking Dead or Dexter, which I tried to binge and realized that one of the seasons really sucks balls. And then so my rule is if I watch 3 in a row and I don't care about these characters at all anymore, I'm done with the season.
It's your Napster rule. It's your Napster rule.
But now, exactly. It used to be my Napster rule, which was if I steal 3 songs off an album, I better go buy the album. Yeah.
Here, John, I'll write you out a schedule.
That would be nice.
Watch. Monday.
Perfect. Finally.
Stream Genie.
Stream Genie.
Butler.
The Stream Butler. I like that.
My service is only $50 a month.
What am I saying?
I'll do it for
There's
you.
A better way, and people can charge for it, and people like me will pay because I don't have any interest in scrolling
but
around and
scheduling my night. But
that's kind
of what Netflix does. It puts the shows on the screen that you
He's your bin boy.
I know.
That would be in your
How does it know what I
like? Wheelhouse because what you've watched in
me.
The past.
I watch crazy stuff.
So it'll put crazy stuff
Dig in there and
up?
Find me no, something
you're
good.
More than
bin
an
boy.
Algorithm, John.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have
no,
one
he's
of
the, not. He's not more than
Look, I'll pay a poor to dig in the bin for me, like I do in life. Go dig in the bin, boy. I'm better
Why
than that.
Why are you pointing
that.
To Jeremy?
Because he would be one that I would hire. He would take
My
the
man.
Money. He's desperate and useless
man.
As a person. He's desperate for cash. I throw him 20
He'll
bucks. He's
in
the bin. He'll be in that bin for hours.
Found some real good stuff. What do you say we start with this and then after we'll
Didn't like it. Go in again.
Don't like it. Back to the bin, boy. I love Stream Butler.
Because it takes so long to pick a show.
I'm not talking about time. It has nothing to do with it. I don't want to commit to something. I'm like, I'll sit and I'll stare at that thing. I'll be like, oh, there's 4 episodes. I'll do other stuff.
You end up getting knocked down in the parking lot like that chick at the Red Box the other day.
Yes.
I was late in the video.
Oh,
she's
right.
going through all the stuff.
Yep. It's not like that I'm void of options on things that are scheduled for me. I like watching a lot of sports stuff anyway.
I do pick up a lot of them, though, but Eric says, like, you hear someone talking about a series.
Sure.
Yeah,
but then
that's how
there's
you
a
know.
Lot that I can never recall
But if I see, like,
7 or 8,
I'm like, I'm behind. There's nobody I'm going to talk to about that. I'm not that interested in it.
Ozark, season 1, season. You
I'll
can do it.
Think about it.
Jason Bateman's and he's great.
And then, but I want to schedule it week to week because I don't like characters
that much.
Then watch
it every
much.
Wednesday.
I might do that.
Right now.
You know who would
every
do that
Wednesday,
for me?
That's your show to watch.
Stream Butler done. Would get that done for me and say, Mr. Holmberg, your Wednesday program is about to begin.
I just did it.
Fantastic, Stream Butler. But I don't want to do it. I want it waiting for me. Pop
tomorrow night. You
got to
wait till tomorrow. You can't start today. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
I don't know why you're so big on it. You're turning me off to Ozark.
Yeah.
You're getting a little too hyped on it, and there's no way it can live up to that. It's not going to be that good.
It wasn't better in the 80s. I don't care what you
said. I didn't say it was better in the 80s.
Yeah, you did.
I did not. You
did. Wanted skate.
Never said it.
It was better back then.
I prefer the bin be more organized. That's all I'm saying. Never said anything about the 80s. Never said anything else.
I agree that
the bin is a disorganized mess.
It could be organized a little better.
There you go.
But there's.
I don't know what you're
crying
about.
I'm helping you out. Brady and I are helping you out.
You and the other folks at the trailer park scream and yell all you want. We just agreed. The bin is a disorganized mess that I have no interest in straightening out. That's all. Netflix has too much out for the system they provide. Just way too much in there. So I'm like, it's overload. So I'm like, I'll figure
So you're
it
not
out.
Watching any shows now in protest?
I like documentaries. So I'll look at documentaries.
Wow, you're going to turn into Brady.
I love documentaries.
Documentaries and History Channel.
Always like documentaries.
Great shows.
Yeah, always. From the guy who's like, you guys need to watch 30 Minutes. Wouldn't shut up.
I did. No, I like documentaries too. Sometimes.
Everybody likes documentaries, especially when
have you watched Dirty Money?
Yeah, I watched the first one. Didn't really get me going.
They're all different.
I had no interest in continuing on. It was a little long.
That Volkswagen was a little long.
It was all right.
Hopefully they get better.
Didn't really make me go, gotta watch another one of those. It was all right.
There's a few that are good.
Oh, God. The bin is busy. I know you've got stock in Netflix or something. All I'm saying is that their system's a little screwy. It's very convenient.
What is the number of programs this year?
Then try
7 million.
Yeah. Try Amazon Prime then.
Hulu, and I've got all that.
Then watch a show on there.
That's even more messy. Now I've added another company to my bin. It's ridiculous how he doesn't understand how the wealthy.
I don't know what you want, John. What do you want?
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he wants. He wants Smash on Thursday.
I'm sorry. That's the dumb poor person's argument for feeling progressive. I didn't say anything about going back in time. I said that their system is sloppy.
So you're so angry about their sloppy system.
It's just not a convenient system, so I got no interest in really plopping down for 10 and a half hours. Yeah, this guy says, I don't think I have a long enough beat, but it's just the F word. It just goes, I'll start with
you don't have.
That's a great argument.
Eric. Yeah. It's a sloppy system. Netflix is putting out a ton of product. I admire that. I like that. I like the choices. Their system is just overloaded with, like, this is just a cluster mess. Schedule it. Make something happen here. I'm not alone on that. And everybody wants to be, you know, the worst argument in the world. Well, you just want it to be like it used to be. Never said that. Never, ever said that. Scheduling
so until
is not
it's
bad.
Organized better, you
I'll,
will not
I'll
watch.
I'll check it out. I'm just not going to go crazy. I'm not big on binging stuff. 10 hours of the same characters over and over is not interesting to me at all. It bores me to tears. By about hour two, I'm like, I don't care what happens to any of these people.
I'm not big on are you talking about like 1 day or 2 days?
I won't.
A bunch
do
in
that.
A row?
2 hours is my max.
Yeah, that's why I'll watch it shameless
it
like
better
once
be
a night.
Great. Those 2 hours better be Breaking Bad good.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
One episode a day.
Ozarks. Seems all right.
It's good.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
It's all right. Don't watch it. You know what? You don't need to watch it.
I might not.
Yeah. It's better if you don't. You don't need a good show. Judas Priest has an album. Our buddy, Rob Halford.
Yes.
Firepower.
You want to make Eric crazy? This guy said, hey, man, wah, wah, wah. Do it my way. Wah, wah, wah. I'm a child. Netflix rules. Wah, wah, wah. If they were great, they'd be on regular TV. I agree. I agree.
See? That's obviously a 50-year-old man.
No, it isn't. Kevin's 28. I know this guy.
Mm-hmm. He's 20.
Kevin Mendoza. I know him well. Just a boy.
Firepower.
Judas Priest.
That's our boy, Rob.
We are forged by evil to compel. Come round.
Go to cut 11. Brady's got my cock ring.
Yeah. Fat man with my chicken rings.
I don't think it made the cut.
It did.
Damn. It'll be on the remaster.
I think this one, Lightning Strike, is the single.
Very priesty.
Lightning Strike.
How many members have they gone through? They've been pretty steady, haven't they?
Pretty steady. Well, except for, is it Glenn or KK that has Parkinson's, maybe?
Well, I mean, as far as, like, hating each other and ditching everything. Rob seems to
Mel
be the guy.
Mel Brooks is still in there.
Is that Mel Brooks back
with long hair?
Yeah. Those look like Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Very tall. Mel
or
Brooks.
Ian McShane.
There's some. Yeah. We could cast them.
Very metal. Well done.
Solid.
Next up, we got Miles Kennedy, Year of the Tiger.
Oh.
The die is cast, make no
the boy, Rob.
We are forged by evil to compel. Come rally round.
Go to cut 11. Brady's got my cock ring.
Yeah. Fat man with my chicken rings.
I don't think it made the cut.
It did.
It'll be on the remaster.
one, Lightning Strike, is the single.
Very
one
Priesty.
Lightning to strike.
How many members have they gone through? They've been pretty steady, haven't they?
Pretty steady. Well, except for, is it Glenn or KK that has Parkinson's, maybe?
Well, I mean, as far as, like, hating each other and ditching everything. Rob
Mel,
seems to
Mel
be the guy.
Mel Brooks is still in there.
Is that Mel Brooks back
with long hair?
Yeah. Does look like Mel Brooks. Yeah. Very tall.
Mel or Brooks. Ian McShane.
Give me something different.
You need a Miles Kennedy butler.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
I've sorted out your Miles Kennedy hits, sir. One at a time with the palate in between so you can cleanse.
Next up, we got a band that's coming to town, just announced, with Avenged Sevenfold, yeah. Prophets of Rage. It's 3 Days Grace, Outsiders, the album. Keep climbing the mountain. Even when I feel like dying, keep climbing the mountain. Every time I think I'm over it, I wake up with the bottom of it all again. I'm still surviving. Keep climbing the mountain.
New singer, right?
The higher I go, yeah, I can't keep track of them. I don't know what's going on.
They bounce them around a
about
little.
I am an outsider.
No, I'm better off on my own now. I don't wanna be anybody's scene.
Oh. Yeah. Bring back the old singer.
Next up we got a band of brothers from Glasgow, Scotland. The Fratellis. And their album is
From the Goonies?
In Your Own Sweet Time. That's where they got the name, yeah.
Fratelli.
They're known for Chelsea Dagger and Blackhawks championship song. Yep.
And another two other teams have played it since, too, I think, right?
Whatever, it's the Hawks song.
Is that the, which one was it, though?
Chelsea, to play him some Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah.
Nobody likes our old stuff.
That was the anthem new one. Stuff. But they had that Safe and Sound. Was the other one that they played all the time at the arena. Not this thing. Yeah, this is the one hockey's using everywhere now. But Safe and Sound was what they played the next time they won the second one. Safe and Sound. And my friend Mike's down there because he got a VIP package and he did the go visit the cup with the team that night. And you get to go back and stuff. And they just played Safe and Sound on a loop. And he goes, if there's a song I hate that's related to a great night of mine, it's that.
Overdoing it.
Safe and Sound. Because the cup came home again. Oh, it's awful. Yeah, hockey's just attacked that thing.
And I kind of wonder, we talked about it on the podcast yesterday, when you have a song like affiliated with a sports team, like when has it jumped the shark? When do you let it go?
Yeah, you got to kill it sometimes. Sometimes you have to take that tradition and go, this died.
Remember back in the 80s?
The Super Bowl Shuffle for the... The Buckeyes.
Yeah, man. And in the 80s, everybody was using Jump.
Yep.
Van Halen's Jump. The 84 Cubs were playing.
You know which one's kind of going, and we play it for touchdowns at my house, is that, I don't remember. Oh, it's a Zombie Nation.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Kerncraft. I think they do it. But yeah, it's in every stadium now, and it's like, might have to come up with something new. But it's superstition that every time we have a touchdown, we play that thing at the house. And I'm like, I'm getting a little bit tired of this one. I want to mix it up, but mixing it up might screw everything up.
You just
don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
It's called the Sport Chant Stadium Remix.
Well, that's the remix of Zombie Nation. This thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's everywhere. And it's great in an arena because the crowd gets going. When will that die?
When can the D-backs dump Roger Klein?
Just thinking the same.
They haven't won anything with that song.
They should come out and publicly blame Roger Klein for their failures over the. It's their 20th anniversary, and then like for their 20th anniversary, what we'd like to do is abandon that. Summer, baseballs, balls, and bats with hats and balls and grass. Summer,
worst sports song there is.
The worst. We won a game, so it makes you want to. As a Diamondback fan, I hope they lose when they hear that.
Well, you're going to be excited because when they come out with Alice Cooper's baseball.
I know. That'll be the only good thing is it kept Alice Cooper off the speakers. So far, leave Roger until somebody writes something better. But
that has to be the worst one.
Yeah, and at the Diamondbacks, their new owners step out and say that. You know, we got to eliminate this song. It's just been tied to nothing but failure.
We reached out to Guar.
Yeah, we're going to get somebody else involved. It's terrible what's going on here.
Meat stick baseball.
There you go.
Between the Buried and Me, Automata 1 is the album.
This seems aggressive. I haven't heard.
Would be correct.
I haven't heard any of it.
Familiar with
would explain that. Automata. All right.
It is a 6-minute and 34-second opus.
Tonight on Science Revelation, a 44-part Netflix series that will waste your life for the next 8 years. There we go.
There's the aggressiveness.
I like that dude.
Why do you like that dude, Brady? Yeah.
I can hear some words.
Oh, okay.
Did you like what?
Yeah.
Brady heard words.
Yeah. Brady likes words.
I heard words. Words.
Me like words.
Next one is one of John Gordon's favorite bands.
All right.
They have a female singer. Yeah.
And they're already blowing in the wind in their picture.
Yeah. It's Nightwish.
Nightwish.
Decades. There which they've been around for decades, yeah. So I guess it makes sense.
Yep.
We cannot listen to
oh
any
my God. Oh, no.
Not released us. There's one.
That's 22 songs.
Oh.
Is it a greatest hits album? I'm not sure.
No, it's 22 songs.
It says they're all remastered, so I would assume so.
So go back and play one of the old ones.
All right.
The greatest show on earth.
Let's see. How about The Escapist?
That's got to be a good one.
That's got to be a good one.
The first word is voyage.
Last ride of the day.
How about this one? I want my tears back. This has got to be a rocker.
All right.
I bet your sister listens to this.
No.
No? She wasn't seduced by the...
She wasn't into
seance.
Seance music. She's more of a like a Anya New Age kind of thing.
Oh.
I don't get that at all. I'm trying, but I don't.
All right, finally, this is one of Dom's favorite artists.
Seriously?
Our boy Dom downstairs. Yeah, he goes nuts over this chick. And I actually learned something about Dom at a baseball game. I went to the Dick Middaw Man Goop Super Party.
Super Friday Challenge.
One of the guys there went to high school with Dom.
Hmm.
He's like, is Dom working there? And I'm like, yeah. He used to talk about all the time wanting to be a DJ.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like,
so he just hangs around us.
What's
instead.
He doing? I was like, he's in a dungeon downstairs somewhere.
That's sort of sad.
Yeah, I didn't know he had those
he
aspirations.
He had aspirations and dreams, and they were crushed.
We need to get him in the air chair.
Why wouldn't
we
he?
Do. Yeah. Let's give him a day.
Come on, Larry.
This is new info about Dom I never knew.
So he would whisper that to people. What would you like to do?
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be an architect.
I want to be a disc jockey.
What was that, Dom?
I was doing radio. Just get my voice heard.
Dom, you'll never amount to anything.
Check out my tattoo.
You're too quiet. Everyone point and laugh at Dom, who'll probably have men tattooed to his body someday.
Fact.
Hey,
fast
give us a Dom.
Forward.
He made it almost.
To what?
Well, he's here.
Right. Just because you got in the building.
Close.
That's close.
He's real close.
He gets to see shows for free. Loves concerts. So, and he loves this chick.
He's been on with Fitz a couple of times.
Yeah, been on there.
That's right.
Why are you
stop
rolling
with the eye rolls?
He's going to
get dizzy.
It's got a podcast. Yeah, it's got a podcast.
The terrorists made it to an American Express meeting, but they weren't hired.
Maybe Larry will give him a shot. Dorothy is the artist he loves so much. 28 Days in the Valley.
He went and stalked her last time she was here. I wasn't always willing, but
baby, I was always able. Who is this?
Dorothy.
Yeah, boy, like
L.A.
Oh, that's it. Just Dorothy from L.A.
Yeah, you know, Dorothy.
Oh, that Dorothy.
Her name's Dorothy Martin.
Aha. She wasn't in another band or anything?
No, she's just a hot chick that likes to sing.
All right.
What else Dorothy do?
How about Who Do You Love?
Kind of a bluesy vibe.
A little Florence and the Machine, Grace Slick, kind of an old new school thing.
The last one is
It's Unique.
Our Time to Die.
It's familiar and unique at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. You got to believe
in me, baby. You got to believe in me. And she's hot.
I'd go see Dorothy.
Yeah.
She's hot. Well, that helps. That always helps. You can sing like an angel, but you're ugly. It's just not going to work for you. You'll be CNC Music Factory. You'll be the one that doesn't get in front of the camera.
She's good. I like her.
That was the other thing Dom wanted, to be a female singer.
Well, that one he failed at.
Is that on the other calf, his favorite female singer?
Yeah. By the way, people who have trouble following the bouncing ball. Dude, you guys are way behind. That Kerncraft song's like 10 years old. We weren't playing that as a new song. Just listen to the words in between the noises.
They weren't really paying attention.
No.
It's all right. And his name is DJ Quick Draw. Come on.
Is that Jeff, our guy?
It could be.
Jeff McGraw? Jeff? Yeah, that's Jeff McGraw.
Jeff. Come on, Jeff.
Is he the one that emailed that over?
It's way behind. Kerncraft's like 10 years ago. LOL. Oh, Quick Draw. I didn't even catch that. Yeah. Quick Draw's here. He's one of ours.
He's slow draw today.
DJ didn't quite understand draw. DJ life is a draw.
Ah, sorry, man.
All right. That's enough of that. You done?
Yeah, all done.
Dorothy was a keeper. I like that one. That was good. All right. There you go. And yes, don't go out and stand in line for the new Kerncraft album.
You'll be the only one.
You'll be the only one there. There you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.